Imam Hussein in the eyes of Sunni thinkers. Imam Hussein's personality and movement has astounded every seeker of freedom, from any creed. Many scholars and thinkers have spoken on Imam Hussein and the Epic of Ashura during the past 14 centuries. As it was said yesterday, in a few episodes we have discussed the views of Sunni scholars and intellectuals on this grand personality and his unmatched movement. Stay with us, please, for the second part of this discussion. Yesterday we spoke about Abdurrahman al-Sharqawi, the Egyptian thinker, poet and dramatist, and his views on Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Sayyid Qutb is another famous Egyptian thinker who has authored many books on Islam and Islamic figures. Sayyid Qutb was born in Asyut province in Egypt in 1906. His childhood and adolescence coincided with the prevalence of British colonialism and Western culture in this ancient country. Sayyid Qutb first was a teacher and then went to the Ministry of Education. In addition to teaching, he used to write critical articles on literary issues too. However, he was mostly interested in versifying and writing short stories and novels. Fizzalal al-Qur'an was one of the famous works of this renowned Egyptian writer. This work is an interpretation of the Holy Qur'an. It has been based mainly on the concepts of the Qur'an which deal with the notion of jihad and formation of groups against enemies. For instance, explaining verse 51 of chapter Ghafir or Mu'min of the Holy Qur'an, he asks, God has promised to help his prophets and the faithful in this world, while we see in history that some of the prophets and the faithful were defeated and some others were martyred. So where was this promise of help by God? Sayyid Qutb answers, people have limited the meaning of victory to what they understand with their short-sighted look, whereas victory has various forms. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was thrown in fire, but he didn't give up his belief and divine invitation. Is this victory or failure? No doubt, in the view of Sayyid Qutb, Abraham was at the zenith of victory, although he was inside the huge fire. Moreover, when he was saved from the fire, he was victorious again. This is an aspect of victory, and that is another aspect. Apparently, it is very far from victory, but in reality, it is very near to it. In the eyes of Sayyid Qutb, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, is among those whom God has made victorious both in this world and in the hereafter. Thus he says, Hussein, peace be upon him, with such grandeur is martyred so disastrously. Was Hussein's martyrdom a victory or failure? According to a superficial look and trivial criteria, Hussein's martyrdom was a failure, but based on great criteria, it was an absolute victory. The earth opens its wings lovingly for all martyrs. Hearts beat with martyrs and brave souls get braver with martyrdom. No martyr can be found like Hussein, whom all human beings tremble for him from the depth of their being. and hearts beat for him and get ready for sacrifice. Sayyid Qutb then writes, many martyrs wouldn't be able to help their belief and creed even if they lived 1,000 years, and they would fail to bequeath so many lofty, humane concepts in their hearts and urge thousands of humans to do great jobs by their final words which they wrote with their blood. Sayyid Qutb enjoys a special status among the thinkers and intellectuals of the 20th century in terms of the number of works on Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his impact on the audience. His stances against the United States, Zionism, the West, and the key to the victory of Muslims remind us of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. Sayyid Qutb wrote, the Americans need Islam. They need an Islam which fights communism in the Middle East, rather than the Islam which fights colonialism and despotism. They, the Americans, do not like the Islam which rules, because when Islam forms a government, it will train people who consider empowerment and negation of colonialism as obligatory. Sayyid Qutb continues, mere speech and advice cannot establish God's rule on earth. Take power from usurpers and give it back to God. Make the divine law as the basis of laws and destroy man-made laws. Sayyid Qutb was sentenced to death and martyred by the Egyptian regime in 1966. Having heard the court's ruling, he said, I already knew that the ruling class doesn't like me alive. I announce once again that I neither regret nor am I sad with this ruling. I'm rather happy that I'm killed in my sacred and ideal way.